Susie Hodges takes a closer look at Pope Benedict's activities this past week.
Pope Benedict will resume his Wednesday audiences next week after returning from his vacation in the Italian Alps. The Pope will be staying at Castel Gandolfo until the beginning of October, and as in previous years, his brother Monsignor Jörg Ratzinger will be joining him there. The garden of the papal residence was spruced up to welcome Pope Benedict, and even the piano had been tuned. However, owing to the Pope's broken wrist, which occurred when he tripped and fell during his stay in the Alps, he will not be able to play the piano for a while. Just before leaving the Alps on Wednesday, Pope Benedict joked that his guardian angel was probably acting on orders from above when he let the accident to his wrist happen. Perhaps, he added, the Lord wanted to teach me more patience and humility. Give me more time for prayer and meditation. In another announcement, the Vatican said on Tuesday that Pope Benedict's message for the 2010 World Peace Day will focus on the link between peace and the environment. The theme the Pope has chosen for the celebration on January the 1st is, "If you want to cultivate peace, safeguard creation." The Vatican said the Pope intends to discuss the fact that in a globalized world, there is a strict connection between protecting the environment and promoting peace. Last Sunday saw Pope Benedict's last public engagement at his vacation venue in the Alps when he prayed the Angelus with thousands of people gathered in a meadow. In his Angelus address, the Pope spoke about the gift of the priesthood and how they become instruments of salvation for all. He also reflected on the role of grandparents, saying they are the depositaries and often witnesses of the basic value of life within the family. As such, he said, their educational role is always very important. I'm Susie Hodges.